Welcome to Good Dirt Radio, reporting on positive solutions taking root. Sustainability is a hot topic these days, but one which may be little understood. While the green movement is helping raise awareness of natural systems, politicians and the corporate world have yet to truly accept the critical notion of what Wendell Berry calls the real economy. Long-term environmental protection, perhaps even the survival of life-supporting ecosystems, may depend on achieving a greater degree of economic sustainability.
With cultural conflict in mind, author David Corton co-founded the Positive Futures Network with visionary writer and editor Sarah Van Gelder on Bainbridge Island, Washington. Corton writes extensively about sustainability and related issues in his books, including The Great Turning and Agenda for a New Economy. He describes the evolution of politics, economics, and power from the time of medieval kings to present-day banking, political, and corporate empires, largely based on exploitation of resources, excessive profit, and continuous growth. Corton promotes many solutions to current economic and environmental dilemmas with great historical perspective and a common-sense approach based in balanced community prosperity. Sarah Van Gelder works closely with Corton and is co-founder and executive editor of Yes Magazine, a journal of the Positive Futures Network. She shares a common outlook about sustainability, hope, and positive direction for a healthy culture.
Sustainability has three components, and I took these out of the Earth Charter, but I did filter them down to their primary components. So one of them is that we need to support the living systems of the planet, because without the living systems of the planet, we can't live either. The second is that we need to include everyone, exclude no one, lift everyone up. And a third is we need to do it all democratically. The standard Brundtland Commission definition of sustainability is to live each day so that we meet the needs of the people of today as well as the people of future generations.
But how do we translate these basic principles into everyday economics? What kind of economy can thrive without exploitation of resources, growth, military dominance, and excessive profit? Rob Dietz is executive director of the Center for the Advancement of the Steady State Economy, or CASE. He says his group may have an answer. He says a stable, prosperous, and dynamic economy does not require constant growth. The individuals at CASE, led by founder Brian Check, have spent years developing a new balanced economic model that adapts our current boom and bust cycle into one based on natural systems for the long run. Major organizations have endorsed CASE's economic sustainability goals as being among the most important choices of our lifetimes. Dietz defines steady state economy.
A steady state economy is a truly green or sustainable economy. It aims for both stable population and stable consumption of energy and materials, and does that at sustainable levels. So really, instead of aiming to get bigger, like a growing economy does, a steady-state economy aims to get better, and it does so at a scale that achieves balance with the natural environment. A steady-state economy follows four basic rules to maintain the health of ecosystems and the life support services they provide, to extract renewable resources like fish and timber at a rate no faster than they can be regenerated, that we consume non-renewable resources like fossil fuels and minerals at a rate no faster than they can be replaced by the discovery of renewable substitutes. And finally, we deposit wastes in the environment at a rate no faster than they can be safely assimilated. The principles can still apply to the smaller scale, to families, to businesses. The main idea is to consume resources responsibly. Let's focus on getting better instead of getting bigger, quality instead of quantity, and development instead of growth.
There's so many opportunities to get more out of what we already have, and it's a lot more fun when you do it together. Starting with the people that you know and you already enjoy hanging out with, starting with something you already care about and that you have in common with other people. So I think you start with the things that you're passionate about and that give you joy.
For more information about how you can get involved in sustainability at home, at your place of business, or in your community, please visit our website at gooddirtradio.org.
Shift happens from the bottom up when millions of people get involved in their democracy. We encourage you to find issues you care about and get involved in the move towards sustainability. I'm Tammy Graham.
And I'm Tom Bartels. Thanks for joining us on Good Dirt Radio, digging up good news for a change.